like you.
You give me company.
And I can't tell the difference between
me and my enemies.
But oh, 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 oh.
You give me high and give me.
So, oh, 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 oh.
On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO. That is a rock and roll band called Pregame Rituals, Devil's Son. We heard a new one from War on Alexandria, Give Me Company. 21 grams more, also new music on the program. I'm stacked with new music. I am up to here. Trying to figure out how to store my digital library. It is not easy. 21 grams more, I did Water, Wine from Water. We heard Eldridge Rodriguez, Your Dead Boyfriend, and The Shirts and Shoes at the Top with Wolf. Thank you very much to Ruby Rose Fox for coming in. Very action-packed week plus that Ruby has going on, so it's very kind of her to take some time and visit with us. Cameron, sometimes I think I should call you Eldridge Rodriguez as sort of your nom de plume, your alter ego. But you're okay with going with Cameron from Eldridge Rodriguez.
That's right.
What is the idea of, not who is Eldridge Rodriguez, because that's silly, but what is the idea behind it? Where did it come from? Is it an actual person that you know? Did it come to you in a dream?
No. What happened was, I was playing, I lived in L.A. around 96, mm-hmm. and I played some smaller shows out there. I don't know. I was reading an Eldridge Cleaver biography at the time, and I liked the first name, and I always had these. I just like the name. It doesn't roll off the tongue like showbiz names should, and I like that. And then
you can't get the Twitter handle.
What's that?
Can't get that Twitter handle.
No, it's a long one. And then when the Beatings were playing, we got into a name dispute with another band.
Really?
From the UK, and they badmouthed us in NME.
I know the Beatings.
Yeah. They badmouthed us in NME, and then Mojo Magazine took our side. It was this whole peeing match, which we didn't really have anything to do with.
That's really cool, though.
It was really frustrating and really stressful at the time. And when I...
Were you in danger of losing the name? Was it one of those such...
No way. That was never going to happen.
F that.
Yeah. And then... and so I started using... When I started playing solo, I started using the Eldridge Rodriguez name.
So it's like your dashboard confessional?
Well, no one's going to steal it. I don't know what that means. That's a reference I don't understand.
Okay.
But no one's going to steal it. You know? Like, there wasn't one kid... There's one kid on MySpace whose real name was Eldridge Rodriguez.
Yeah, I bet.
And I felt really bad for that kid.
Oh.
Or I felt really good. I don't know. Maybe he liked it.
He may have dug it because everybody thought he was a rocker.
Maybe. Or he might have been getting, like, I don't know, our bad mail. Do we get bad mail?
He might get your messages on Facebook now.
That's just...
Do you ever look him up?
He can have
invite
them.
Him to the show?
Yeah. I think he's in the Midwest.
You have a eternal spot on the guest list.
Yeah.
Eldridge Rodriguez in the United States of America.
If they show up. Yeah. If they show up, but they don't get a plus one. So... If they show up, they can get in, but they're not. Their guest can't.
That's fantastic. So you did. You just put out a new Eldridge Rodriguez record, "Slightest of Treason." I don't know what that means. Just a little bit of treason, just a teeny tiny, like a speck.
It seems that that's what we, as a country, are willing to accept.
Uh-huh.
You know, which, you know, we've heard people say, "Oh, it was just a little bit of criminality." You know, it wasn't, you know,
just look the other way.
It's not that much stuff. So it seemed timely. I don't think there's many people of our ilk who are not politically aware at this point. So it was a fairly politically written album. It was written like during a time that I was going through a horrible personal time.
Mm-hmm. Was it cathartic to do this? Did it help kind of shake out those ghosts a little bit for you?
No. It helped me articulate them. Mm. But while that was happening, Donald Trump was elected to office. So it was really like 2016 was a real 1-2 punch.
A double header.
And I was just, it, you know, you just... Mm-hmm. So I started writing about it, and that's what came out.
Very nice. I'm looking at the photograph, and I know this doesn't translate well in radio.
I took that.
But what is this? Is that in the city hall?
That is in
city
hall.
Is that the record, the court records
That
clerk?
Is the court records, that's
I've
right.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Looks very... Wow.
I was paying a parking ticket.
It's incredible that I pulled that out, huh?
I was paying a parking ticket, and that scene was as was, and I just snapped a photo of it.
I will put this on Instagram for everybody who's listening live right now, so you can know what the heck I'm talking about.
And that sign, the death sign above the death records, which is very beautifully calligraphied, is no longer there.
What?
So they have a proper sign there. So that's a little bit of history too, because I'm a history buff.
It's very cool. I'm just shocked at the fact that I was able to call out that very location.
It's a very
that's a little scary.
That brutalist architecture. It's sticks out.
You are celebrating the release show in March at Great Scott. In Alston.
That's right.
The 12th, do I have the date correct?
The 14th.
Okay, I was close.
Yeah.
I was 2 days off, forgive me.
Yeah, well, they can go on the 12th and then come back on the 14th.
Eldridge Rodriguez, Mini Beast.
Yeah.
Who I don't really know very much about.
Oh, Peter Prescott's band? They're so good. They're so good. I saw them a couple months ago at Great Scott. And they're great. I mean, it's loud, it's just beautiful art. It's what music should be. It shows what they're doing. It shows the possibility of what rock music can do. and what it can be, and still be in the genre of rock. It is experimental. It's rhythmic. It's really beautiful. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Minnie Beast and Pete Prescott and that whole outfit he's got going.
And you said possibly another act on it?
Blood Built Empire.
Oh, nice.
Are like on them. The bill as well. And Sweeping Promises are on the bill as well.
I don't know Sweeping Promises.
They also play in a band called Mini Dresses.
Uh-huh.
And this is another project that they're doing. So it's those four bands, three bands and us. Total of four. My math was right the first time. I got to stop second guessing myself.
We are fascinating. I would love you to play something off the record. Would you do that for me?
I would love to.
Do you want me to play something off the record, off the CD, off the compact disc as you get ready?
That would be the best.
That would be amazing. See, yes. We've done this before. This is old hat for us. Coming up at 10:30, Blind Spot will be live from Studio D. Looking very forward to that. Joel Simkus is engineering, and I appreciate that he keeps the show going, because without him, this show, well, quite frankly, it just wouldn't exist.
Salvation.
On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO, it's Medford. Eldridge Rodriguez, brand new record, Slightest of Treason. Yeah, it's about what you think. Country and Western. CD release show. Vinyl, you're doing cassettes. Cassette release show.
No cassettes.
March 14th at Great Scott in Austin. It's not Great Scott's, by the way. It's Great Scott. All right. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for
having me. We haven't had this, you know, back and forth kind of thing on the radio in a while, Cameron of Eldridge Rodriguez. So thanks for being here. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a song called Psychic Darts.
I like that one.
It's pretty good.
All right. On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO. Cameron Kiber, not actually Eldridge Rodriguez. I'm glad we cleared that up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Psychic Dart, that's one of my favorites off the new record, by the way.
I probably told you
that a couple of times.
Thanks.
Eldritch Rodriguez, Slightest of Treason, available everywhere now. It's out everywhere now, officially.
It is. It's in the stores. It's in Newbery Comics on vinyl. If you want to go on the view, like physical copies of stuff. You can also order it at the Midriff website at www.midriffrecords.com.
Very nice.
And
pick it up at the show on March 14th at Great Spot in Austin.
EldritchRodriguez.com will bring you to a store to buy it. I will walk you to a store to buy it if you want to make time to do that. Just buy that record. Support living artists.
Indeed. On that note, we're going to set you up with On the Town with Mikey D local listings and the concert report coming to you, and then that will lead into Blind Spot Live from Studio D. It's On the Town with Mikey D.
What is up, you cool babies? It's time for the Jukebox Zero's local concert report, presented by On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Lil.
And this is Patrick.
And here's what's happening in your neck of the woods, Pat.
Okay, let's kick things off on Thursday, February 13th. Over at the Jungle, we got Heavy Necker with At the Hands of Man and Square Ape. At Thunder Road, it's the Koopa Kids with Set the Nation and I Was Awake. Over at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge, you can catch Carter Sanders Band with Audrey Busenick. Over at the Plow and Stars, it's Double Down with Baker featuring the High End. Over at Atwood's Tavern, you can check out the American Symphony of Soul. At Middle East Upstairs, we got Safe Hill with Bare Ass and Opium Droid. Middle East Downstairs, it's 24K Golden. At Club Passim, you can catch Kim Moberg with Rod Abernathy and Grace Morrison. And then out in Worcester at Electric Haze, it's Connie with Leon Trout and Immortal Jellyfish. Back to you, Lils.
Now it's Friday the 14th, Valentine's Day. At O'Brien's, we got Alexander with Bad History Month, Squitch, and Nova One. At the One's Ballroom, Slow Hollows with Dirtfire and Do Myron. At the Jungle, you can catch Fire in the Field with Myth is King and The Medicinal Purpose. At the Midway Cafe, Love Love with Rocky Ludden, Opal Canyon, and Amy Fairchild. Club Bohemia, we got a double bill with Basmati, Vice, and Memphis. At the Lizard Lounge, you can catch Jesse D and his band. Over at the Plow and Stars, Summer Villains. At Hong Kong and Harvard Square, the Endorphins with Moist Boy and the Bettys. Over in Roslindale at the Square Root, catch Scott Damgard. At Club Passim, Revels Fringe with Sophie et Adam and more. Catch an evening with the Macrotones over at Atwood's Tavern. At the Middle East Corner, it's Red Cursive Letters, an evening of Valentine's Day Cosmic Gypsy Funk with Luba Evans, Alice Feldman, Brianna Eden, and more. At the Warthen over in Lowell, it's Melissa Mills with Blair Levitt, Slow Loris, Travis McGuire, and Marianne Murray. Catch the Ariel Strasser Band over at Warp and Weft. At the Hearing Room, we got an evening with Carol Ann Solabello and Joe Iandanza. And at Ralph's Rock Diner over in Worcester, 21 Grams More, The Search Party, and Parenting.
Saturday, February 15th. Starting in Austin at Great Scott, we got Nora Jabbery with L.E.W. and Bean. At O'Brien's, it's They Got Frank with Double Star, Fake Rays, and Hemway. Out at the Jungle, you can catch Zygote Theory with Motel Black, Verdigris, and My Good Friend Tom. At Thunder Road, it's Binge Magic. And then right next door at Sally O'Brien's, you can catch Holy Stone. Back in Cambridge at the Lizard Lounge, it's Marco DeLizzo with Alec Hudson. Or head on over to the Plow Stars and catch the Busted Jug Band. Over at Club Bohemia, it's Soaked in Strange with Soup, The End Connection, and more to be announced. At Atwood's Tavern, you can check out a performance from Joby Riccio. At Middle East Upstairs, we got Maddie Roop with The Shirts and Shoes and Tall Boys. Over at the Lily Pad, you can check out Sputterbox. Back in Harvard Square at Club Passim, we got a show from Allison DeGroot and Nick Garis. Heading down to JP at the Midway Cafe, we got a matinee show with Martin, Morel, Fredette, Richie Parsons, and Randy Black. In Roslindale at the Square Root, there's going to be a show by The Gala with Hambone Skinny and Zulu Lulu. Up in Salem at the Gullah Gullah Cafe, you can check out a show from Poor Howard. And then up in Lowell, the Worth and Attic will be hosting Ashley Freeman's album release show. And then over at the Warp and Wept, it's Big Ben and the Moonlighters.
Now it's Sunday the 16th, and over at Great Scott, Content Breaks presents Fat Beth, Wilzix, Cost of Living, and Constantly Terrified. At O'Brien's Pub, Daygrazer with 5 Feet and Fairweather Friends. We got an early show happening at the Midway Cafe with Stop Calling Me Frank, State of the Union, The New Frustrations, and The Steamies. At the Lily Pad, an evening with Sam J.C. Lee Group. And at Toad, an evening with Jill McCracken. While over at Club Passine, you can catch Sound and Echo. At Adwood's Tavern, we got 2 shows on the bill. First, an early event with Will Orchard, Melisandre Pope, and Stone Ur. And later on, catch Tim Gearin Trio. At State Park, The Furniture with Old Boy. At the Middle East Upstairs, Hardcore Stadium presents Fuming Mouth, High Command, Raw Radar War, and Final Gasp with Mangled. And over in Lowell at the Warthen, KCUF with Disco Volante, The Daylilies, and Unnamed Colors.
Monday, February 17th. Got a few shows here and there. Over at O'Brien's, it's The Human Fly with Push Flowers and Noble Beast. At the Jungle, it's This Body Is with Unnamed Colors, Jean Paul, and Ben Shaw. At the Middle East Upstairs, you can catch Them Fantasies with Handmade House and Charlie Tiernan. And then lastly, at Charlie's Kitchen, it's Black Beach with Rye Pines, Proper Nouns, and Nightbeat.
Now on Tuesday the 18th at Great Scott, Motel Radio with Coral Moons and Juno Dunes. At O'Brien's, 100 Proof Laura and Grayskull Booking present Dark Days Volume 2 with Bed of Razors and Karate Steve. At once, we got Art House with Havens and Lena Cooper. At the Jungle, Music Industry Boston presents a Black History Month showcase with Kayla Johnson, Stax Montana, The Composer, and more. At the Midway Cafe, catch Jake Perrone with Huli J. Chan, Aaron Wardwell, and Hannah J. At the Lily Pad, it's a songwriter showcase with Aumie Lux, Mel, and Alexandra Lillian. At the Lizard Lounge, we got Jim Queskin and the Lovestruck Balladeers. At Toad, you can catch the Frank Graham Band with the Blue Ribbons. And at Club Passim, Mike Block with Bala Kuyate.
All right, rounding out the week here on Wednesday, February 19th, over at Great Scott, it's Telephone Tel Aviv with Steve Housechild. At O'Brien's, it's Save Henry with Chuck on Waltz and the Charlie Furch Country Band. Out in Somerville at once, we got Papoose with Lucid Links. Back in Cambridge at the Toad, it's Leland Sundries with Matt Charette. At the Plowing Stars, we got a show from Greg Perry and the Strange Berries. Middle East Upstairs, it's the Family Crest with Drip. And then over at the Lily Pad, we got Forbes Graham, Kit Demos, Matt Crane, and Steve Fell. Club Passim will be hosting Mary Black and Corey Pesaturo's CD release. And then lastly, down at the Midway Cafe, we got White Banes with Emma Rivera, Kira McSpice, and Forrest Rom.
And that about does it for the Jukebox Zero's local concert report presented by On the Town with Mikey D. For more musical shenanigans, please check out our podcast, Jukebox Zero's, wherever podcasts can be found. I'm Lils.
And this is Patrick.
Now get your buns to a show and discover your new favorite local band. Bye.
What he said. All right. On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. Live from Studio D, it's Blind Spot.
What's up? We're Blind Spot. Playing some tunes here on WMFO Radio. Thank you guys so much for having us. Cool, that song is called Sinking Fast. This next one's a little dancey. We call this All I Had to Give. spot. Hey, thanks. We're going to play our brand new song next. This one is called Upside Down. We have a music video for this one. The lead single off our next EP. Thanks. That's the latest single from us called Upside Down. Check that out on YouTube. We got a couple music videos. So this next one was our single right before that. We got a video for this too. This is All I Am. This is Blind Spot at WMFO Radio. This is pretty cool. I wish you guys could see this. I feel like I'm at band practice, Chris and I facing each other. If only I could hear myself this well at band practice. This is amazing. This next one is called Strangers. This is one of my favorites. ¶¶